Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name
is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 523. You have no idea how much we love and appreciate you. My Mac is updated to a new OS and shit looks different, so I hope everything's working. It seems like it is. I'm not going to give out the email address anymore. You guys can fuck off. Fuck off with the email address, because the Pittsburgh area naturists have my email now, and also, and so does Hillsdale College, which is like some kind of right wing thing. Like, guys, it's that my whole email is my Patriot Supply and Team Trump and Taylor Nation and Jim Baker still alive. Wonder how fucking old that guy is. So fuck off. You can also call us 949-464-8257. Leave us a voicemail. We love hearing from you. And also you can subscribe. That's the most important thing. If you care to support the show and help out this fledgling, not so much of a juggernaut talk show that you're listening to, click the link in the show notes and subscribe. Give us $5 a month. In return, you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping us. But also, every week we do bonus topics that aren't fit for the regular show. Like, take, for instance, Bill Romanowski and his wife's... Oh, wait, no, not that one. Well, that's going to be on the regular show, but also later. Oh, Christoph Waltz is talking shit on Marlon Brando. We're going to talk about that. A dude lost his emotional support alligator. We're going to talk about that. And Golden Bachelor lady has found some new old ass dick. And you know where we're going to talk about that? Where only the subscribers can hear. So please consider subscribing. You get that. You get the after show, which every week is hosted by Dolomite D. And of course, bowling correspondent Ben 906 and gun show correspondent Super Lee. Those guys, I repost the show there every week. You get that. Plus, you get the Bonus Prize show, and people are complaining. I don't see any Bonus Prize. There's a new one dropping this week. New Bonus Prize this week, only available to people that subscribe. Click the link in the show notes or go to BallerLifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page. I am joined now, as always, by Easy Ed Diario. Eduardo Diario, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I was watching... the NBA last night. I watched my Knicks, but then the game after it was the Nuggets and Timberwolves.
I'm told that Anthony Edwards is putting it on him, and that is not the bald guy that was on ER and also played Goose. There's a different Goose. Anthony Edwards, and he's putting it on dudes.
Or what was his name in Revenge of the Nerds?
Skolnick was the other guy, Robert Carradine. He was Skolnick. And Anthony Edwards, I can't recall his name.
Dudley Dawson was the other guy. I don't know. But anyway.
Okay. Yes.
So I was watching a little of this and I was like, what the fuck's going on with the Nuggets jerseys? Now,
oh, fuck. The whole jersey situation in the NBA.
So I get it.
Actually,
I get it.
Yes.
That they change all the time. Like, because you get sales.
Yeah.
So there's a city edition uniform each year. You'll have like the traditional, yes, this home and away, and it'll be pretty much the same. Like,
yep,
the Knicks home and away is very similar to what it was 25 years ago.
That's right.
Little tweaks, but it's the same.
Yeah.
And then they'll do city edition. And so the Knicks had something really dumb like 3 years ago, where it was black and it said "City Never Sleeps," like some, like really lame.
The Dubs, theirs says "The City."
which is so Frisco of them to be like, oh, we're the city. So yes, right. I know the Dubs one. Yeah.
And there's one, the Suns is the Valley, and it's like, no, like whatever.
No one outside. Oh my God. I've choked myself going too hard on the no ones. No one outside of Phoenix, Arizona knows that they call it the Valley of the Sun. No one knows that.
No. In recent years,
yeah,
my Knicks, like it's better. It's just like a different version of the same New York with the navy blue. But last night, the Nuggets, the defending champions, have a jersey, and I had no idea what was going on.
Can I guess?
Sure.
I was it like the Elways or something? I really don't know anything. They have that school of mining, the Colorado School of Mines,
right?
But they're called the Nuggets, so you can't do mining and also the Nuggets. So I'm gonna say it's the Ernest Biners.
So I think it had like a mountain range, but for the most part, what was on there? It said 5280, and I was like, well, that's one too many digits. That's one too many digits for an area code.
Mile high. That's a mile high.
And I Googled it. I was like, well, what the fuck is this? Yeah. 5280 above sea level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody cares it's irrelevant. I get if you have sickle cell anemia, you need to
play there.
You need to like sit that game out.
Yep.
But what? They're bragging? That's worse than Seattle Seahawks fans bragging about the decibels of their 12th man. That's
true, yeah.
It's the lame. It's the single lamest. It's lamer than the Brooklyn Nets nickname. It's lamer than the Phoenix Suns nickname. That's the single lamest jersey I've ever seen.
Wait, it had no words? It had no words
on it? It just said 5280.
Oh, that is so gay. I hate that.
That's the worst thing I've ever
seen. I really dislike that. I totally agree.
They're the defending champs. They don't need gimmicks.
Yeah, and they've run into a buzzsaw in the Minnesota Timberwolves. And also,
I wouldn't be shocked if they came back and won it because Jokic is so good. But like they lost the first two games at home, so not good.
Not good. And also they have a huge home court advantage because of that 5,280 feet, because people get gassed quickly when they play at a mile high.
Right.
And so losing, it's an automatic, I don't know what Vegas gives them, but Vegas gives them something for being a mile high. Okay, Ed.
I have one other thing.
Okay.
Somebody's
hold on. Okay. I want to just get this out of the way and then you could do your thing. Anthony Edwards, Gilbert Lowe. In the Revenge of the Nerds, Skolnick.
Gilbert Lowe. Gilbert. I know. Yeah. I don't think I would have known Lowe.
Yes, me either.
Somebody sent me this, and I have no idea how old it is because there's a coal CEO that is running as a third party guy. I think he might have like tried to run as a Democrat or Republican in West Virginia.
Is this the guy
Blankenship?
Did he sue John Oliver?
I don't know if it's this guy, but yes, there was a coal CEO, like a coal miner CEO. Yep. But somebody sent me, he has an ad campaign. He's going as a third party guy. He's the guy that called McConnell Cocaine Mitch and was like really racist about his wife and stuff. Yeah. But that was like in the past, like a few years ago. And then somebody sent me this today. Yeah. And in his ads, this guy, Don Blankenship.
Yeah.
It says, if they tell you I fell out of a bed and hung myself, I didn't.
He thinks his third party candidacy in West Virginia
hinges on whether or not he tried to kill himself or
get him Robert Bobby Kennedy'd. He thinks he's gonna
like get if you Google game. Those words, maybe you could play it. It's the craziest. This is his ad. You have like 15 seconds.
What's his name?
Don Blankenship. And then you just Google fell out of a bed and hung myself. Like there's Twitter results.
Okay.
Somebody sent me this today.
Okay. I want to see it. Also, like, okay, hold on. Here we go. So also, like, sometimes methinks the girl doth protest too much because, like, remember John McAfee? Great documentary. If you're into scatological sexual, I mean, and wait, homemade meth.
He do time in like France or something?
He did. So, yes. So he did some murders in, it's the one, Belize. He was down in Belize and he was running shit because he came up with that antivirus. If you have a shitty Windows computer.
And you're going to be reminded of this motherfucker's name over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have this shit on your computer that makes your computer not work. But they're also like, hey, it will keep you safe from viruses because there's dudes in Russia that know how to watch you jerk off on your computer and steal your information. So you got to have this shit. And this guy invented it. So he had all the money. And then he goes, and this is a great documentary. I think it's called McAfee. He goes, he eventually gets hooked on meth and he goes down to Belize and he's basically like doing Breaking Bad. He's making his own like better meth in Belize. But then people, like all meth heads, he starts to get a little paranoid and he's got some gangs.
Did he get high on his own supply?
He definitely did. And he murdered his neighbor, but then he escaped to Guatemala where my people are from. And he was pretty much good to go. He paid everybody off. And then something else happened. I don't know. Later. And he got locked up in Spain. And then
I know Guatemala, it was hunting season on whistleblowers. I know that. I remember reading a thing like a year ago or 2 years ago where like all the whistleblowers are hiding in DC now.
Yeah. And then, I think he gets extradited to Spain. I don't know the details of this part because this is after the documentary. This is just a couple years ago. Then I think he gets a tattoo that says, if I die, it says like, I didn't commit suicide or something. And then he committed suicide. And he definitely committed suicide. Like, sometimes the guy that says...
just wanted to stir the pot some more.
Yes, is just saying that because he actually does want to commit suicide. Okay, we've got Don Blankenship here. Let's hear from him.
A candidate for the United States Senate, and I pay for this ad.
Okay, first of all, Ed.
Yeah. He's struggling with the speaking stuff. Speaking of struggling with speaking...
Yeah.
I just had two crowns. Oh, yeah. And my mouth is still like numb, and now I'm starting to get the itchy, you know, like the tingly.
Wait, you had two crowns last week, or that you just had them prepped last week?
And yeah, I had it in, and it like I started, and they're like, you really don't need to put the caps on it, and I go,
yeah.
The last time you told me this, I was in so much pain, so I said you gotta Novocaine me up, but I've got like a paralyzed tongue and half my mouth.
I know, but it's better than if they're, because a lot of times they're like, oh, we're just going to put it on there. And then they go.
And then you feel that nerve.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't fit right. So they go, oh, we just got to drill. We just got to shape it a little bit. And you're like, oh, with no Novocaine. No, thank
just
you.
Just take all the Novocaine every time. But right now, half my tongue's not working.
Playing hurt. I appreciate it. Okay. One word comes to mind with this guy, and that word is charisma.
He looks great. He's fucking handsome as shit.
He's handsome. He's got a picture of some Olympian over his shoulder that looks
like. Is that Carrie Strug?
It might be. It might be a gymnast. It looks like Mary Lou Retton, but it isn't. I don't know who it is. Maybe like have a name tag or something would help. The background's great. The look on his face is even better. Let's hear from him.
West Virginia Democrats have abandoned their party. They could no longer tolerate fakes and flakes policies. It is past time independents and Democrats send a message by sending Don Blankenship to D.C. Mountaineers will not vote for fakes and flakes. More transgender nonsense or illegal immigration. No more Black Lives Matter and Mountaineer Lives Don't. No more deadly China fentanyl. If they tell you I fell off the bed and hung
China
myself,
fentanyl.
I didn't. Candidate for the United States Senate, and I paid for this ad.
So he ends, that's his real mic drop. If they tell you I fell out of the bed and hung myself, I didn't. First of all, people within the sound of my voice, please
If you do one thing today, Ed, who's the playmaker, number 88 for the Dallas Cowboys?
Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, right? Not Michael Irving. Not Michael Irvin's.
Not Irving Myers.
Not Irving Myers. Michael Irvin is his name. Similarly, the drug that the CIA is definitely not putting in all the cocaine and heroin in the world is not called fentanyl. It is
There's
called
a Y-L. Fentanyl. YL, right?
Yes, fentanyl, not fentanyl. Now, Don Blankenship.
Well, hang on. Listen. Yes. Regardless of my political views for him, yes, we had 8 straight years of W saying nuclear.
That's true. Fair. That's fair. Look, stuff is getting mispronounced. Let's figure out fentanyl and let's get a ground swell of support for Don Blankenship here.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's
this is our
he's
guy.
Dripping with sex.
He is. The guy fucks. The guy clearly fucks. He doesn't blink through the entire ad. And here's another thing.
So yeah. I know nothing about him.
Yeah.
But the fact that his go-to hammer is, if they told you I fell out of bed and hung myself, I didn't. I want to know more about him. Now, I haven't Googled because I just wanted to come into the pod talking about this, but what do you think happened?
Well, I mean, he's obviously he's a disruptor, Ed, and the Democrats in West Virginia don't want a disruptor; they want the status quo.
But he also is anti-Mitch, cocaine Mitch.
That's right. That's right.
He's a disruptor.
He's a wildcat,
and he's pro-Olympic gymnast. Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
My question to you is: how high is this man's bed off the floor? That he's gonna fall out. Like I sleep with the CPAP I've discussed on the show. And our bed for some reason is a little, you know, I'm not a tall guy, but our bed's a little high. I don't think I could fall out of my princess bed and get the CPAP thing wrapped around my neck and I would be choked out. Like I would need to be hung from something a little bit higher than a bed to be hung by my bed.
It's been decades since I fell out of the bed.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's impossible for me to get like badly injured.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't feel great, but like I don't 3 feet seems like a lot even. Yeah. I don't even think I'm that high off the ground.
Now, yeah, and like remember they got D'Angelo Barksdale that way in season 2. No,
oh, in the library.
3 of The Wire in the prison library. They got him by a doorknob. And I always thought, hey, that's a little sus.
Yeah, just stand up.
Yeah, like if you're gonna hang, yeah, just stand up. If you're gonna hang yourself, you're gonna do it in your cell from your bunk. You're not gonna go to the library and do it by a doorknob. It's like what kind of investigations do they do? Do the hacks do in the Baltimore City jail system or state prison?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad. Thank you for making me aware of Don Blankenship and his candidacy.
All I know about the Senate in West Virginia is the Dem there is Joe Manchin. So, like, why not roll the dice with Don Blankenship?
Well, he runs shit. He runs shit for some reason. You can never.
He looks very tired, so he's working hard, clearly.
Yeah. He has those yachts bags and shit. He's a senator.
No. I'm talking about Blankenship with the bags.
Yeah, he looks like shit. Yeah. No. He's been running it tough. He's been burning the midnight oil. What was I going to say? Oh, Ed, we've discussed on this show.
Yeah.
There's another Olympics coming up. There's an Olympics.
Paris. Gay Paris.
8 or 9 months. There's an Olympics. What happens more often than that is of course, the Women's World Cup soccer tournament, which happens every 3 to 6 months, as far as I can tell. A Women's World Cup either just ended or just started.
I will maintain. I fucking love track and field at the Olympics. I love it. Cool. I don't follow it in off years, but I get way into all the track and field shit.
It is kind of weird. It's been a long time, but you go to Europe and you sit down at a bar to have a beer or something, and you look up and there'll be track and field on TV, and it's not even the Olympics.
It's one right. of the rare it's moments weird. That there's, yeah, they're into it over there.
Like these people run in off years.
Yeah, no, it's great. They break out Dwight Stones, you know, yeah. Al Troutwig shows up and all of a sudden we're like, oh, that diver made the tiniest bit of splash. Like we can't tell how many pikes he did.
Or no, I don't know shit about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love track and field.
Well, there's something else that happens more often than these two things. And it happened, I believe, last night, and it happened in your neck of the woods. I'm talking about the fucking Met Gala, Ed.
Oh, that I had that same thought. I was like, surely that happened last month.
No, it happened last night. The Met Gala was on yet again, Ed. And I think we researched it last year and did not come to any kind of real conclusion as to just what exactly the Met Gala is. It's a thing.
It's run by Anna Wintour Tower, yes, whatever
it is. Oh, from Vogue magazine. I know who she is.
Yeah, she's the inspiration for that Devil Wears Prada movie.
Yes, exactly. And I just saw some pictures, and it's anybody that shows up to this thing, you're just like, how do the terrorists not know about this one? Like, this is the one that they could get people on their side. Like, no one would be sad if something horrible happened to these people at the Met Gala.
Well, I did just send you something that I saw today. It's the best image of the Met Gala.
Oh, is it Rita Ora?
No.
No, let's see here. It's Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, you know, he doesn't look like the type to be there, but he's famous, so he gets invited, and he looks like a baby that shit himself.
He's wearing Jeff Daniels' tuxedo from right.
It's Jeff Daniels' tuxedo, but with the cut of Ben Stiller's tuxedo in Something About Mary. Like, he looks like he's late to the prom in 1984, and he shit himself.
Yes. And he doesn't know how to pose either.
Yeah, he's standing very awkwardly, and nobody's near him. It's like the saddest thing ever.
It's great. And no shame on Ed Sheeran, because that's every picture of me. Every picture of me looks at least as bad as this one of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
But I would not
same with me. Met Gala. But nobody's asking me to go to some high fashion thing ever.
Affectionately referred to as fashion's biggest night out. Again, Tomahawk Missile. The Met Gala 2024 is a fundraising benefit for the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City that is held every year on the first Monday in May. Oh, so you got to buy a table. That's the deal. The event welcomes stars, young creatives, and industry paragons. The 2024 Met Gala will take place on Monday, May 6th, and we'll celebrate the Costume Institute's new exhibition, Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. You know who's had a tremendous fall from grace is that dude Kendall Roy. What's it, Jeremy Strong?
Oh, there was the New Yorker or New York Times magazine where they just destroyed him for being method, which, you know, annoying. Being method is very annoying.
Yeah.
Like, annoying. We all recognize Daniel Day-Lewis is the best.
It's great.
But the fact that he made everyone call him President, Mr. President, it's super lame.
Yeah.
He's just so great, and he only did like 8 movies, so people gave him a pass.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Strong goes method as Kendall Roy, and people are like, yeah, that's not very cool.
Yeah, he goes method, and then he dresses up and goes to this thing, and he just looks like such a douche.
Yeah,
it's like, I feel like he can only play villains from now on, because no one's ever going to root for this guy, because he seems so douchey. Oh, I would also like to make a prediction. Ed, do you know who Andy Cohen is?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, me too. I would like to, and I've told this to many people privately, but I would like to say it publicly. There will come a day. Mark my words. Remember Ellen? Remember Ellen used to dance on TV, and everyone found out she was the worst person in the world, that she would like drive bamboo spikes into her employees' ears.
Oh, you get that vibe from him?
Yes.
I get the vibe. Yeah. To me, I want him to exist in a world that I just don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
You're saying he's in the James Corden, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. There is. I see, I look at him and I see
darkness all around him. All I see is just darkness. And I go, there is something about this guy, and it's very negative. And we're going to find out someday. Here he is. I believe he's walking with Sarah Jessica Parker, who's got her face covered up. Yes. Andy Cohen, we're going to find out bad stuff about him. Oh, who's this? Is China still alive? Oh, no, this is that model, Ashley Graham, that's huge. They're like, oh, she's a model. She's massive. Good for her. Nicole Kidman.
See, to me, I just don't like that he has entered the lane of things I care about.
Same.
Like, it would be as if I entered into the lane of fashionistas, and people are like, who the fuck is this guy who's wearing a Hall & Oates t-shirt telling me about fashion?
That's a great shirt.
And I get it.
Yeah.
Actually, today I'm wearing a Charles Oakley t-shirt, but
that's pretty nice. Yeah.
But I'm not supposed to comment on fashion. And to me, Andy Cohen is very much in my life, and I didn't ask for the Bravo guy to be in my life.
No. I get.
Like, I'm fine if he stays in the Bravo lane. Yes. It's the fact that he's somehow in my lane.
He's your Mindy Kaling. Yes, I totally agree with you. Why are we subjected to him and his existence? Emily Ratajkowski showed up basically naked, as she does everywhere.
Well, I am very much on board with that. Yes.
I mean, just go for it, lady. Also, I'm scrolling down to see Rita Ora, who is also essentially naked, but I haven't gotten to that picture. Anyway, other than a couple of people, the Met Gala needs to stop. It's the worst. I hate hearing about it. I hear about it constantly. I don't know what it is. I just read about it. I still don't know what it is. Oh, Usher. Usher's got stories to tell, Ed. He had a very close relationship with Diddy as a child, which seems to be a suspect place to have been.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk some sport. I can't see the colors of the buttons. Okay, let's try again. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
We got a late breaker
this week. Hold on.
Let's
talk about people who died.
Yeah. And this is someone who died, but, you know, it seems like it was his time. Joe Collier, Broncos defensive innovator, dies at 91. I think they're saying in this article he switched from the 4-3 to the maybe he started the 3-4. He is the orchestrator of the famed Orange Crush in the late 70s. Now, I don't know shit about that team, except they had beautiful jerseys, and then they switched during the 90s to a dog shit. Like, the Orange Crush was a beautiful jersey.
A beautiful orange helmet that they had. That
one with the horse jumping out of it.
Yeah, now they got that stupid horse on that stupid blue helmet. It sucks.
Yeah.
Go back to the old shit.
But Orange Crush, pretty sweet. Well, RIP to Orange Crush.
Now, the 4-3 and the 3-4, I get it.
It switches back and forth.
Right.
Like, every 3-4 years, it's like, oh, that's not in vogue anymore. And I watch a lot of football. I'm not sure why sometimes 4-3 is cool and sometimes 3-4, but it changes all the time.
It depends on the personnel, because if you got like an Aaron Donald and then you got another guy on the other side, you want to run a 4-3 because then they got to defend Aaron Donald with one guy. If you have Lawrence Taylor, you want to run a 3-4 because then you rush Lawrence Taylor from anywhere on the line of scrimmage.
Right. But I've read over the years, they're like, well, you know, this guy in previous years would be a first round pick, but he'll drop to the third round because now people don't want that. Like, Yes. Who knows? Yeah. But they keep switching it. I guess it's just to keep the offenses off balance. But
yes,
RIP 3-4 Orange RIP Crush him. Dude. I've already forgotten his name.
Yeah, Joe Collier.
RIP Joshua Dean, Boeing whistleblower, 45 years old,
man.
Died of a brief illness. Got a case of the Putinitis, huh?
It's almost like putting the military-industrial complex in charge of your country is a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder.
It just, you know? Just being a country that's only does war. Hey, we do war. This country's about war, being good at war, just making war. We'll go do wars wherever because it's good for the economy. And we just, you know, we'll just put the war people in charge because that's all we do is war.
Beyond war, it's almost as if allowing major mergers are a bad idea because, you know, I'm starting to wonder. We used to have, McDonnell Douglas and Boeing.
Right.
Then they merge, and what happens?
Yeah. Yeah, they cut corners.
Yeah, I'm starting to think they're not caring about quality the same when there was competition.
That's right. They were getting their ass kicked by Airbus. Right. And then what they do, they're like, oh, let's just slide we'll put bigger engines on the same ass planes and we won't tell the pilots and we'll kill people. And nobody's held accountable ever.
Ever.
Because we live in the worst society that's ever existed. RIP, this whistleblower.
RIP. And RIP, Alexander Pilashenko.
Yeah.
Olympic weightlifter, 30, Russia-Ukraine war. If you're an Olympian, you must be like, do I have to like fight? I care about my home country, but man, this guy, he was like a world renowned dude, and he's fighting.
That really sucks. Also, this guy is so jacked. I can't do the kilos of what it looks like he's doing the snatch. Oh,
he's fucking enormous here.
Yeah, he's massive. And oh my God, he's 5'7", Ed. 5'7", 187 pounds. Let's get the numbers on this guy, because look, a lot of people know I lift weights, so I'm interested in this. Let's see here. Rio de Janeiro at 85 kilograms, Ed. So that's like 170 pounds, right? He's 2016 in Rio. In the snatch, he snatched 170 kilos. He topped out at 175 kilos in the snatch. That's where you pick the weight up off the floor and throw it up over your head. You got to hold it up over your head for a second.
I know that's way more than I should do, but like, what is good?
I don't know.
I haven't lifted weights in years.
Yeah, I don't know because I don't do that. So I don't. I'm sure it's a lot. He's doing it in the fucking Olympics. And it's more than twice his body weight. So it seems like a lot. He's got to hold it over his head. Clean and jerk. That's the one where you pull it up to you deadlift it and then pull it up to your, to the clean position.
With an unfortunate name.
Rack position. Yeah. Yeah, it is. That's a tough name. Anyway, very sad. I will relay this, because in Ukraine and in Russia, they're conscripting people, right? Anybody that looks like they can fight, they pick them up and they take them to the front lines. And my son has a Ukrainian friend, and he said his dad is still in Ukraine.
He's a weightlifter.
Yeah, no, he's a boxer. And he said they come by the farm or wherever he lives to like conscript him. But he's like too tough. Like this, you know, they never send enough guys that they can bring him and conscript him to the front lines because he's a fucking big ass boxer, dude. And so they're like, oh no, we'll just get the guy down the road. So, you know, we should end that. We shouldn't be, continuing that situation over there, but there's a lot of guns to be sold. So it'll happen. It'll happen. And people die like this poor weightlifter, old Alexander Yuryovich Pilashenko. RIP.
The one thing I remember reading an interview or something, like a you know, Eastern Europe analyst, and he was like, when this broke out, and he's like, the one thing I'll tell you is they're gonna have no business staying afloat, but he's like, these Ukrainians will just fight forever. Oh, yeah. They'll just keep fighting. Like
they're tough dudes. Yeah,
they're fucking. Yeah. Just a nightmare to fight against. He's like, there's a reason you're not supposed to attack Russia in winter historically. Right. Like there are certain types of cultures. The whereas me, If somebody attacks my living room, I'm like, all right, fuck, you got me. I'm out. Yeah.
This, you know, people should read about the Battle of Stalingrad, where they were fighting behind bunkers made out of human bodies.
Yeah. And their fingers were chipping off.
Yeah. And there were women just fucking taking out German tanks from behind piles of bodies. Yeah. They're tough people.
RIP Darius Morris, former Michigan star and Laker and four other NBA teams, 33 years old. I don't have the cause of death, but very sad.
Probably took his own life, or could have been the fentanyl. Fentanyl. And also, as the biggest Laker fan in history, of course, I have no idea who this guy is.
He kind of rang a bell, but like he was third team All Big Ten. I have a feeling it was more. He was a good college player that got a cup of coffee with a handful of teams.
Point guard, RIP, 33 years old. Very sad. Let's talk. I just did the sports. Here, we'll do the RIP, but then we'll talk about sports. We'll flip it. Watch.
Yeah.
There's no fucking rules here.
Yeah, but you can't deprive people of this song.
You can't deprive, and especially Brad in New York, who's not really like a regular listener. If he happened to tune in this week, he'd be very bummed.
It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, what happened in the world of sports?
So there was a lot of buzz about this Tom Brady roast, which I have not and will not ever watch.
I don't think I'm going to catch myself watching it either. I'm not really into roasting in general. It's the same jokes over and over again. I just don't really care.
And it's
Tom Brady, of course.
I have watched over the years some good clips of somebody showing Greg Giraldo roasting Hulk Hogan. I remember, and he died shortly after, and he said, he's the star of a reality show called Hogan Knows Best, but really it should have been called Hogan Grows Breasts. And I remember that was a great line. But overall, I don't care about roasts, but also I don't want to see more Tom Brady or more Gronk in my life. I don't want that noise in my life. But anyway, it was a big deal.
Was Julian Edelman there? I don't want to see
probably
him.
Bob Kraft. We got two decades of Patriots, jerk off sessions. I don't need that. But
yes,
at the Tom Brady roast this weekend on Netflix, Kim Kardashian took the stage and was greeted with loud boos.
That's great.
That makes me want to watch part of it.
Yeah, that is. Why was she there? I don't understand.
Why is she anywhere?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like the Met Gala. She just shows up. She is there.
You can't get rid of her.
To be on TV. She wanted to be on TV.
She has a talent for staying famous. She has no other talents.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Not a fan myself. What was I going to say about the roast?
There was something where what's his name? The Jeff Ross made a comment about the massage session and Brady leaned in, but I've also heard people say, "Oh, that was already planned." So I don't want any part of anything with Tom Brady. And next fall, we both said on record, he's going to be awful at calling games.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's going to be terrible.
He's not a personality.
My buddy Travis Rogers predicts he will never do it because he knows he'll be bad at it and he'll just keep postponing or he'll do something else. There's rules going into these things as to what you can talk about. I bet you no one brought up the $70 million he lost in that Bitcoin thing with what was it called?
Fortune Binance. Favors the brave. Yeah,
FTX.
Oh, Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, yeah. And that cost him not only a part of his fortune, but his marriage as well. I bet nobody talked about that. And you know who was probably there, Ed? And this is a reason not to watch. I bet his little buddy Marky Mark was there. But I bet he had to leave early because he goes to bed at 7:30 because he's
thinking
at 2 a.m.
I was thinking because he was going to scare off terrorists.
All right. Yeah.
You know. Yes. Right? It was never going to happen on his. It was never going to happen on his watch.
He had to stop 9/11.
I gotta look, but I'm looking at the NBA playoffs are on in the background.
Tell me,
does Luka shave his armpits?
Whoa!
I'm just seeing him warm up, and I didn't see hair. Which it's not that he has alopecia, which of course that's fine if you have alopecia, but he's got hair on the top of his head. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, and it was just a weird angle. It looked like he had no armpit hair.
So take me for instance.
Yeah.
I'm not a very hairy guy, so I have no. I'm not wearing a shirt right now, so I have very few chest hairs. Like, not. You have to get really close to see any. Practically none. Also, my armpits. I have hair in my armpits, but again, not. And it might not show up from a distance on TV. Now, let me. Say
maybe
this.
That's it.
Well, hold on. I am Latin. I am not Estonian. Is that where he's from?
Yeah, I think so.
Slovenian. No.
Slovenian.
I'm not from a Baltic.
Yeah, Baltic have pit hair. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Maybe shaving it. Maybe it's for the poon, you know? Like wants to be. He's got something set up for after. Maybe he's into having his, you know.
Hey, stuff great done player. With his
pits. Yeah.
Guy whines on every possession. He's a fucking bitch. Yeah,
they all do. They all do. It's makes it hard to watch. They all complain. I mean, LeBron James, he complains that he gets a foul, and then he lays there on the floor while the fucking game continues around him.
And he's like 6'8", 280, like the biggest fucking dude on earth.
Yes. Like it's
he's always hurt.
Annoying.
Well, let's stay with Tom Brady because, you know, this is a new investment type thing. He invested in English soccer and Birmingham City. His first season as owner of Birmingham City, they just got relegated.
I bet.
And I think they were in the, like, their AAA, and now they're going to AA. Like, they weren't in the Premier League, but.
Yeah, again, and see, this is, Wayne Rooney's the manager. Speaking of plugs, Wayne Rooney's the manager of the, of his team, Birmingham City. This is like de rigueur. Is that what that's called? It's like in fashion to buy a soccer team because I don't know if you know this, Ed. You probably don't because it's so hard to find out this information. The dude from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Ryan Reynolds, this is going to come as a shock to you. They own a soccer team. And it's apparently it's been pretty successful for them. And so now other dudes are like, oh, I want to do that too, including Tom Brady. Now, I will say this. Birmingham. That's in the north.
Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
Peaky Blinders is there.
It's Peaky Blinders. It's Black Sabbath. It's a fucking steel town. It's fucking, that's the real dudes.
That's not Tom Brady territory.
They probably hate Tom Brady's guts in Birmingham. They don't want some pretty boy owning their team. They want it to be owned by men. Somebody that hasn't had a facelift should own the Birmingham City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thanks.
JJ Watt, just like after the playoff appearance and win by the Texans, he's saying, I'd return to play for the Texans if they absolutely needed it.
What does that mean? That doesn't make any sense. Of course they need it. But he's like, he was done.
I hate this because I don't know all the details, but it was clear he forced his way out and he got to the Cardinals because they had Kyler Murray and maybe they made the playoffs. And now the Texans had a tremendous couple of off seasons and rebuilt their team and have the quarterback. And he's like, oh, if you absolutely need it, I guess I can come back to the Texans.
Yeah. I mean, CJ Stroud is so good.
So good.
He's so good. And this JJ Watt, I watch him on TV. Ed, this man is a fucking giant.
Oh, yes.
He's fucking huge. Do you think he misses catching one-handed balls out of the pitching machine?
Well, yeah, that was very relevant for his position of defensive end.
Maybe he's like, hey, I haven't caught one-handed balls out of the pitching machine in a while. Maybe they could re-sign me and I could just come back and I could rap at people and then also catch one-handed balls out of the pitching machine, in which case, sign him up. Get him on the team for sure.
Pat Bev, Patrick Beverley. Yeah. Just like a famous heel in the NBA.
He's an agitator, Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all he does.
That's it.
But
it was one skill.
He refused to answer a reporter's question after being eliminated because she didn't subscribe to his podcast. He also threw a ball into the crowd and hit someone in the head in that final game.
This guy needs to be dealt with. What's this? What's Nosferatu Adam Silver doing? Like, this guy is a
he's too busy cannon. Giving Draymond Green his fourth pass.
Yeah. Yeah. And this. Yes. And also, this guy, he's the fucking 11th man on the team. Like, what are people asking Brian Scalabrine to give him?
He's a defensive stopper who gave up the game winner in overtime to Halliburton during that series.
He's on the, and also I didn't know he was on the Bucks until we did this story. Like, he's an insignificant troll and he's trying to promote himself and he should be dealt with by the commissioner of the league.
Yeah.
Awful. Fine him, whatever it takes. We're done with Pat Bev.
Okay. Speaking of awful agitators, Bill Romanowski and his wife have filed for bankruptcy as they face a $15.5 million tax scam allegation.
Hold on, I'd paused it for, or I'd muted myself for a second. Now,
can't happen to a nicer guy.
He's
spit in someone's face on Monday Night Football.
He did, and then didn't he? He assaulted a dude in preseason and like ended the guy's career.
Terrible dude, and he'd be like, "Hey, I'm just old school." And it's like, no, he was a terrible dude.
Yeah, and I know he was a big roid guy. Obviously, he played a long time. He's 58. Romanowski, the 58-year-old Connecticut native, has been involved in a number of controversies. Four-time Super Bowl champion ended Raiders teammate Marcus Williams' career in 2003 when he hit Williams during practice and broke his eye socket. After Williams sued, he received $415,000 from Romanowski in a settlement. Romanowski, he was a Balco guy. Well, I don't really care about that, but look, he's a piece of shit. He doesn't pay his taxes.
He's been called the dirtiest player in NFL history.
Dirtiest player in history. And the wife looks exactly, she's got barely any lips, huge implants, fake tan. She looks like she's got a real like Texas look to her.
I will say,
tell me,
it's finally like warm, like 80 degrees here.
Whoa.
And going it's out.
Warmer than it is here.
But going out on bike rides and this newly warm weather, man, they get them out. I understand it's no big deal over there, but you get that switch from weather where it's not very warm to warm. Everyone gets them out. It's wonderful.
They got the sundresses and the sandals on.
It all just comes out like within a few days span. You're like, whoa, this is crazy.
Or maybe they're going out to like a, like a early like drinks or something, and they'll have the high heels and the jeans with like the bodysuit tucked in.
Now that's that weather today.
How do you manage your bag on these long bike rides? Let me tell you what. My grandfather, Dick Beckner, he was an Olympic gymnast.
Wow.
And then after his career as a gymnast, he switched to distance cycling, not the Lance Armstrong, but he would do like the 10,000 meters in the velodrome. And he almost made the Olympics in that, but he missed in the trials. But he had a real rigorous preparation for his ball sack and taint area for being in the saddle all the time. And let me tell you what he did.
So talking about Mitch Gaylord Beckner?
Yes. Like, yeah. It's
Or exactly. Bart Connor Beckner?
Right. Dick Beckner. He would, but when he get in the saddle, he would Vaseline. He would load it up with petroleum jelly to keep it moist, to keep it from chafing. But inevitably, you're training for the 10,000 meters or whatever it was in the velodrome, he would still get a chafing. So you know what he would do, Ed?
What?
He'd finish practice.
Talcum powder?
Now that's a before practice, but after, and he taught me to do this, and this has helped me in
I'll just jack off after. Chafed.
No, that's not it either. But you, it's just
like in the fluorescent lighting, like just go jerk off.
You go, you get yourself some Noxzema, which is technically, it's a soap. It's considered a soap, but he would use it as a salve. So you're all chafed down there from riding around Manhattan all day looking at titties. You get two fingers, you take your shower. You get two fingers of that Noxzema soap, and you just put a nice layer in there under the balls. And what it is, what it does, Ed, it's mint. So it's cooling. It's mentholated. So you put that in there, and you just let it sit overnight. And it'll cool it off, and it'll heal. It has a healing effect to your ball sack, your taint, that whole, and sometimes even a little in the asshole, like you get, cause it gets, wow. It gets worn out in there too, from being on the seat all day. You just rub that stuff all around. My grandpa taught, RIP, my grandpa taught
RIP, about that. Grandpa so Dick.
If you need it, you go to the Duane Reade or the CVS and ask for Noxzema. It's probably locked up these days, but it's only a couple bucks.
What's with that? Yeah, to get toothpaste.
They don't have enough workers.
So it maybe this is back to, you know, that I don't use lube kind of thing. I don't need any sort of performance enhancement.
Even on the sack, really?
No. I don't use anything. I certainly don't wear like bicycle shorts or anything like that.
You don't have the padded. You don't wear them under though. No. I just
free ball it with a pair of like gym shorts.
What? Whoa. Now, what about, do you have the seat with the, you have the little opening in the middle of the seat? You don't.
No.
But you got a padded seat. There's a padding in the seat.
What? I mean, I have a seat. I don't have like a padded seat. It's, I just have
extra
a seat.
Padded.
No, not extra padded.
You better be careful, buddy.
I go.
You'd be doing damage to your prostate. You could crush your
25 a day. Tomorrow, I'm going to go for a 65er.
Wow.
But like, I don't know. I don't need it.
What kind of bike we riding? A Cannondale?
Yes.
Oh, it is a Cannondale. First
it
guess.
It is a Cannondale. First guess.
Wow. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited by the warm weather, but more excited because the guns are out. Upper body strength is shown off everyone. Well,
it's easier to be motivated to go out there and ride your bike. You know, look. What you're getting is you're getting an endorphin rush from the exercise, but you're also
it's more from the visuals.
Well, of course, you're also getting the sun on your skin. But it's, hey, you don't just want to fucking look at the cars and shit. You know, you want to look around, see the world around you.
The scenery.
Oh, it's New York City.
Natural beauty. The best. And then I'm going to see the Knickerbockers tomorrow night. That's so fantastic. It's a great day.
What a day.
But fuck Bill Romanowski, and I hope he goes to jail.
Yeah, fuck him.
Dave and Buster's getting into the gambling business. They're allowing people to, they're going to start allowing people to gamble on video games and shit.
Well, I mean, this has been because this is just like the NFL. Like, they know it's going on. Like,
right. So why not get in on the business?
Yeah, let's get a piece. We'll give everybody an app. We'll give them some funny money and let them gamble. Now, I'll be honest. I once went to a Dave and Buster's for like a team building thing for
work. I've been to one of those.
I'll tell you when it was, Ed, because I remember what was on TV. It was when the Seattle Mariners won 119 games
and then lost to the Yankees. I was so excited for them to beat the Yankees, and then they didn't.
The team building was during that series against the Yankees. That's how long ago this was. And I will just tell you this, Dave and Buster's is not for me. That is the last time I was inside of a Dave and Buster's, and that's got to be 24, 25 years ago. And I don't imagine that I will be back anytime soon to a Dave and Buster's. It's just very noisy.
It's noisy. I've gone several times with my son and his friends and stuff, and I like it that you can bring kids there and they have a bar so you can drink while you're supervising children.
You let them go off and do their thing. Keep an eye out. You know, obviously, you check the Megan's Law app before you walk in. Make sure there's no sex offenders anywhere right. around.
And they offer 20-ounce beers. That's nice. And you're like, yeah, sure.
Get a nice full lager.
I saw a funny tweet when it was like in response to this Dave and Buster's thing. And they're like, it was a picture of Paulie Walnuts. And it's like, hey, Tone, we got the fat kid hasn't lost at air hockey in 3 hours. Can't lose.
100%. That's going to go down, and that's fun.
That's what's going to go down. Yeah.
Yes. Let people play. Let people enjoy themselves. We don't need to regulate everything, you know. And hey, look, let Dave and of course Buster let them get a taste.
Yeah, I think we did an RIP on either Dave or Buster like in the last year or two.
Get the fuck out of here. Is that true?
I'm pretty sure we got a Dave or a Buster RIP.
Yeah.
Final sports story. Yeah. The husband of an F1 heiress delivered a whiny tirade against tipping. I'm of two minds of this one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me hear yours first and then I'll see if we're on the same page.
Yes. The asking for tipping for everything is frustrating, annoying, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the reason why people are asking for tipping is because people are fighting paying a living wage. And so they're like, we'll just pass it on to the consumer and they'll just keep paying more. So I get so annoyed to have to tip more, like at the Garden tomorrow night. It's like, oh, now we got to tip more than we usually do because our credit card, you know, like it starts at 25% and 30%. And it's annoying. But then I'm like, but Jim Dolan isn't going to pay these fucking people. And it's annoying because now I have to pay them. But if I don't pay them, they don't get paid.
Yeah. You want to take care of people. Also, you know what I don't like? And they do this at Dodger Stadium. They do this a lot of places, probably the same at MSG. There's no cash. It's everything's right. card.
Right. So now, now you like actually have to type in numbers rather than say like, all right, it costs, you know, $17.50. Here's 20. Yeah. Like now they're like, well, do you want to pay 34%? And you're like, what? Yeah.
No, I'll change it because like, I'll go with like my family or whatever. And I'll buy like a bunch of beers or whatever. And it'll be like in the hundreds of dollars for one thing. And I'm not, you know, I'll do like 10 bucks or whatever, you know, like I'll do it nice, but not, you know, I'm not going crazy on it. But the problem is they got to declare it now because it's all tracked because everything's on your credit card. There's not even a cup
where
you can put cash, where you can grease a guy proper.
And they can say, I didn't get any tips today. And you know, they secretly got X.
That's how it should be. And also you want to tip the guy. You're like, hey, this is for you. I want to take care of you. But they, and it's probably right. They pool their tips because there's some get tips better than others, but it's, you know.
But yeah. And everything you hear about these delivery apps and stuff, they're not getting paid. These workers are getting, the delivery people are getting shafted.
Yes. No, I got problems with this guy.
And also, he's the husband of an heiress. He's one step removed from being useless.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, look, this guy's not handsome. She's okay, but she's got
dead eyes.
Yeah, she looks a little transy, which is okay. No, hey, no judgment there. He's got real close together eyes. Also, he's some real estate douche. Luxury real estate agent Sam Palmer is married to Petra Ecclestone, who is set to inherit the billions amassed by her father, Bernie Ecclestone. I believe Bernie Ecclestone he was jerking it to something a while back. Like he's had some issues, this Bernie Ecclestone.
He's working his Ecclestone.
I think so. The former chief executive of the F1 group, who has an estimated net worth of $2.4 billion, according to Forbes. Palmer took to Instagram on Tuesday from the couch of his $30.5 million Los Angeles mansion to speak his insanely out of touch truth. I'm here for this. Today's pet hate tipping of staff. You have to do it everywhere now, he said. Order a coffee, go to the bakery, flip that little screen over. 15, 20, 25%. And they stand there right where you press it. So you always have to press 20%. What the fuck for? How many? This is on Instagram. This is a paragraph. What the fuck for? Ordering a drink? That's what I'm supposed to do? He sneered, clearly aggrieved by the immense financial burden. Ed, I'm going to change my tune on somebody we've discussed on this show before. And of course I'm talking about Hoboken's own 5'5", old blue eyes, Frank Sinatra.
Old blue eyes.
Now, we all know he was a talk singer, never wrote a fucking song in his life. He would just get up there and he would talk the words, and he had a nice voice, whatever. He's not my cup of tea. Also, he had mob ties. Everyone knows Johnny Fontaine in the Godfather was based on Frank Sinatra. Whatever. It's fine.
I love the Don Rickles story. He was like, Frank,
leave me alone. Can I'm on a date here?
Yeah, that's a great line. And the other one where he said, Frank Sinatra saved so-and-so's life. And he's like, the mob was beating the shit out of him. And Frank said, he's had enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great story. And look, this guy got a lot of pussy, this Frank Sinatra. Of course, Rowan Satchel, whatever, is his son, obviously. They look exactly like, whatever. He got a lot of puss. But what this guy will always hold a place in my heart, because every fucking drink Frank Sinatra ever ordered, he drank Jack and Coke was his drink. He'd get a Jack and Coke, and he would pay with $100 bill, and he would tell the server or the bartender to keep the change every single time.
Boss move.
I've heard the same about Price is Right host Drew Carey.
Yes, I've heard he's the most generous. Anytime they do these surveys, he's the most generous guy.
He orders a $5 coffee. He pays with $100 bill every time. Neither of those guys had $2.4 billion in the bank or coming to him like this piece of shit, Sam Palmer. Fuck this guy.
He's awful, a
piece of shit. Worst piece of shit in the world. Just tip. I would be peacocking all my huge tips that I was giving everybody. I would be the most beloved tipper in the world. I wouldn't be bitching about having a tip if I had this guy's money. Fuck this guy.
Well, just the whole tipping thing is annoying.
Yeah.
But if you're annoyed by it, don't vote against raising minimum wage, because they go hand in hand. If you don't need to tip people because they got a living wage, then we're good.
Yeah.
But otherwise, don't complain about tipping everyone.
Pay the people or tip handsomely. Okay, let's talk about... Oh, no, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He sees down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
He's went well in Armenia. Few voicemails. Let's hear from the people.
Ballers, hey, Ben N06.
Ben.
Brian, how's your goose? Still alive? Still hanging out? No coyotes? Worried about that guy. Keep it baller.
Ed.
Anthony Edwards?
Nope. Very close, though. He's talking about my Insta stories.
Oh.
I could have a shower right before bed.
Or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
Woo! Ed, I have been, so I've continued my 75 hard. I've continued my daily walks. So
you put the weight vest on, right?
I put the weight vest on, and one of my low intensity, steady state lists evangelists is saying, don't wear the vest because it's actually, then it becomes like too much cardio when you want to just be in like a low heart rate. I don't know. Yes, I wear the vest. It's not important, but I've been going out and there's this little shit creek behind my house. And I was walking and I looked down and it's like all rocky, like creek bed. And I looked down there a couple weeks ago and there was a goddamn goose just sitting there. Hey, look, I'm no fan of geese. They take big shits. They're mean. They honk. They cruise around in flocks. But I'm like, is that goose in distress? So I realized, so I looked down there and I go, oh, she's chilling on a nest. She's hanging on a nest. And then, so I made an Insta story about it where I was like, hey, I got to check this nest every day because this goose has made their nest in a vulnerable place. We got a lot of coyotes around here. Mostly the coyotes. A pack of coyotes will fuck up a goose. So every day I would go down there and then she's still there. She's still there. And then a couple times I walked down there and she was standing up and I could see the eggs in the nest. So
how big are the yotes?
Yotes about 40 pounds, I would say.
So like a medium-sized dog kind of thing?
Smallish to medium dog, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep. They're not too... I mean, sometimes they get maybe as big as like 50, 60 pounds, but they're not... You know, you see them around. They're very skittish. They don't fuck with you. So, but they'll fuck up a goose. You know, they hunt in packs. They're smart, Ed. Fucking, they're canines. They're pack hunters. So, anyway, I've been going down there every day and checking. So yesterday, people that follow my Insta stories will know. Yesterday, I go down there, Ed. And I go down and I look for that nest. And I see the nest, but I don't see the goose. And also, I just see remnants of the eggs. And I'm like, oh, it's a pack of yotes. Murked the babies and the mom. And it was a real penthouse to the outhouse situation or vice versa, because I made that story and then I shared it and then I continued walking. And wouldn't you know it, Ed, about 100 yards down the creek, I see the two adult gooses with six little...
Some might call them geese.
Yeah, goslings. Yes. Two geese and some goslings, or a bunch of geese. And they were like foraging around the bank. So I feel like, you know, it's not an accident that they have six offspring. Because around where I live, we got hawks, Ed. We got owls. We got yotes. We got raccoons. We got osprey. You know what else we got, Ed? Fucking lot of snakes. Snakes. Awesome. We got a lot of shit that can eat baby birds. So now I went down there today. And by the time, I haven't posted it yet, by the time people hear this podcast, they will be aware that there is an update on the offspring of the geese, an important update. And I'm keeping an eye on them every single day or thereabouts. So that's your update, Ben.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. It's what you get up to at my age. You know, you just go... Look at the gooses and shit.
You're like Tony Soprano with the ducks. The
ducks, yeah. By the way, Tony Soprano, that's one of the most bullshit
That's one of the most bullshit storylines in The Sopranos, because if you have a pool, you do not want a duck in your pool. Of course not. Yeah, they shit it up. B, they mate for life, so there's always two of them there together, and they never leave. Once they find a pool that they can hang out in and not get murdered, they're going to just live there. That's where they live now, in your fucking pool. You can't get rid of them. They're very hard to get rid of. Tony would have been pissed.
So I want to say something about geese. Tell me. My bike ride, there are tons of geese.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the little hatchlings.
Oh, yeah.
In the spring.
Yep.
And they're super cute the first week, and they grow super fast, and they grow super ugly. Yep. And geese shit everywhere. There's just goose shit everywhere.
You're mean.
And the only time I've ever supported geese is when they took down Sully.
Yeah.
In quotes.
Yes. Yeah. They took down Sully. Also, we talked about it recently. Pretty sure it was a goose that fucked up Fabio that one time.
Oh, was it good? That's a big collision. I thought it was a pigeon.
I think it was a goose. He took a goose to the head on that
right
ride.
Right to the face.
No, they're
one of the great pictures of all time.
Beautiful. It's just really just
tells a lot. Picture.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Katie Shady. I'm over here crying about Pauly Shore, crying about Richard Simmons, crying like a trinity of cry. Also, Tony Little's machine was called the Gazelle. It was like suspended and air motion. Wait, like
what did she call it? The Gay Bell?
I heard her say something about Tony Little, and then I didn't understand what she said.
Hold on, Ed, because I can see the transcription here. Hold on. Let's rewind this, and I'm gonna listen closely, and you tell me what you think this person has said, and then I will tell you what she actually said. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
He suspended an air motion, like.
Wait, hold on.
Also, Tony Little's machine was called the Gazelle. It was like.
Okay. You want to take your. Her machine was called the what?
Do you want to hear one more time?
Very close. Very close. This is according to Google transcript. And I don't know. AI is pretty smart, because Google transcript is telling me she just said gazelle.
Oh, gazelle, maybe?
Gazelle. Look, I know they got weird pronunciations for shit in the middle of the country, but the gazelle, this Tony Little's machine is called the gazelle. Do you mean gazelle?
No, I think she's giving a homophobic spin to the gazelle.
Oh, I don't think so. I love her,
but I think she's just saying, you know, we're from a different era where, like, I certainly know when that was going on, gay jokes were in.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, like I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, fair. I get it. 100%. I understand.
He suspended an air motion, like, scene kind of thing. But I've got a daily's choice for Ed.
Now, hold on. You should know that the Gazelle was his second product, at least his second product, because what he started with was the Ab Isolator, which was...
I think I mostly know him from the Gazelle thing.
Oh, for sure. 100%. No, I also recall the Gazelle, but previous to the Gazelle.
And it was disturbing to watch those.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was really into it.
He was super jacked. He had super tight clothes. But before that, he had the Ab Isolator, which was basically just like a curved, you know, like your McDonald's tray.
Yes.
Imagine that, but it's like butt shaped and it has handles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I'm going to do some, I can't do regular sit-ups or crunches. I need to do it on a curved piece of plastic. So it's easier. That was it.
Yeah. Not far from the era when I, without access to pornography, the Thighmaster commercials, that was enough.
Yeah.
That did the trick.
Oh yeah. Also, look, don't sleep on those Jane Fonda videos.
No, do not sleep on them.
Well, one more. Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical.
Sure.
Right? I mean, come
aerobics
on.
Aerobics were in?
Yes. Yes.
And their poor husband who faked his death.
Very sad. No, boyfriend.
Boyfriend who faked his death.
Yeah. Very sad.
Ed, Pauly Shore or Rob Schneider?
Oh, we got a Daily's Choice, Ed.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I make. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed, really catchphrase dudes. First of all, we have the Wheeze. Hey buddy, I guess not really a catchphrase, but a character. And then Rob Schneider did the making copies guy. Eddie Spaghetti, Eduardo, Easy Ed Diario, making copies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what do you want to see?
I think this is, to me, I it's pretty easy. Both of these guys, they've become punchline kind of guys.
Yeah.
But they definitely, like, Rob Schneider had some good years with SNL. Like, legit good years.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
That being said,
yeah,
I didn't read. I listened to David Spade's autobiography.
Yeah.
They would work on a story together, and he would stay later than Spade and then just erase his name and put his own name on shit, like to make his name on SNL.
That is so fucked.
Yeah. And like Spade, you know, because Spade ultimately had much bigger success, is like, you know, it's all fair in love and war, kind of, you know, like he would just laugh it off. Yeah. But like, such small dick, awful energy, like the worst. He seems like a terrible dude.
Yeah.
Plugs. And Spade, like, you know, didn't hate him for it, but he should have.
Yeah.
Pauly Shore got everything because his mom ran the comedy store, Mitzi.
True. That's true.
But he always had big dick energy to me.
Yeah, he would be on. Remember, he started.
And
on
I think MTV. He has a pretty good roster, right?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I'm his, sure.
Resume. I think he had a pretty impressive resume. I get his mom was, you know, the gatekeeper to comedy, but I think he put up real numbers.
Well, he was on MTV, and he had those mesh shirts on, and the he would wear the bandanas and whatnot, and it was the early 90s. I mean, the man was fucking. The man was doing a lot of fucking.
Yeah, and so I think I'm gonna try to see what he's working with, because I think he was working with something special. Yeah,
no question. No, but look. Rob Schneider is a guy whose name you know. Pauly Shore is an icon. Say what you will about him, the man is iconic.
Yeah.
He is a very well-known person. That's the dick you're looking at, 100%.
And even though, like, he's kind of punchline-ish, I could see him doing a really good job with Richard Simmons.
I'm sure he did great. I can't wait to see it. Thank you for that, Katie Shady. Here's another one.
Hey guys, what's going on? Kyle here.
Kyle.
Hey, Brian, you hitting that random weed pen on the street corner or whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
Say, I got no fucking problem with that. I mean, hey, we've all hooked up with a random fucking chick at fucking the bar at midnight time.
That's true.
Guess what? We touch places we probably shouldn't have, but people are going to give you shit about that fucking weed pen on the street. Yeah. Don't take that shit. Everybody's hooked up with a fucking chick that we're not sure about.
That's right.
But we were fun. But we had fun. Anyway, later. Oh.
Love you, Kyle.
How?
Yeah, a lot of people how really great attacking is it? Me.
He just broke that shit down.
He did.
Quickly and succinctly. I love it.
Yeah.
He's right. He's right.
He's 100% right. Like, you're not hitting some chick's weed pen. But you got your tongue in her asshole 45 minutes later. That's 100%. Like, it's look, this is the pot calling the kettle black. Like, sweep your porch before you sweep mine. I admit it was a mistake. I regretted it. I didn't regret the germ factor of it. I regretted the effect of it. It was fucking horrible. And I'm embarrassed that
This wasn't April of 2020 where you'd be like, hey, aren't you a little worried? Like,
news was telling you were going to die. And you know, now we're out of that. We've learned our lesson. and we're taking hits off each other's shit. It's great. We're back to the good old days. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian, Ed, it's Angelo from Cape. What's going on? I hope you guys enjoyed the John Clayton Invitational that I sent out.
That's great.
Props.
Well done.
To Sergeant Taggart. Win the whole thing. You know, it was a coin flip. I think whoever won that coin flip between him and Hank Williams Sr. probably wins that bracket. So good call on both of you guys' parts on going through my little list there. Speaking of 80s movies, you know, like, well, not 80s movies, but speaking of 80s, you know, Sergeant Taggart came out of the 80s bracket. But one thing that was great about the 80s, or not so great, or whatever, however you want to call it,
sure,
was we grew up in a different time where celebrities all had hits on the radio, you know, like Eddie Murphy or Bruce Willis. Oof. I mean, but you know what I'm saying. You know, guys like that came out with records back in the day, and everything was
How about Don Johnson, Heartbeat?
Yeah, my good buddy Tom came out with a book called Celebrity Vinyl, and he would go to record stores and like collect vinyl of like everyone from Lorne Green to Scott Baio, and he made a book.
Shatner,
yeah, definitely Shatner.
David Soul,
yeah, all of those, and he put it into a book. Travolta. His shirtless album cover. I remember my buddy's Tom comment was, "This isn't helping the gay rumors."
No,
but it was a funny book. But it's just full of people who released albums and who had no business. But much like my serial book publisher, it's the same publisher. So if you buy it, enjoy it. But he's not going to get paid because that fucking publisher has been out of business and they owe me $4,000.
I love all these albums. Our dear friend Ryan Azonka Cruz sent me the beautiful Macho Man Randy Savage album that I don't want to play because I feel like it's got value. So I don't want to open the record. It's so beautiful that I just have it near my record player because I don't want to ruin its value by actually using it. Let's let Angelo finish.
Acceptable, you know. Jack Wagner, all the 80s soap opera actors, it didn't matter. Everybody had a little bit. But what about the...
Wait, Jack Wagner, I mean, this pains me to do this, but...
All I need is Takashi 69. Roads and the beat is Korean Hawaiian.
Yeah, that's our own. That's song parody of Jack Wagner by our own Rights of Bill. What a song! What a face!
Beautiful dude,
handsome.
The songs and the albums that slip through the cracks nowadays that people don't think about. So I want to get you guys' opinion on what is the best of the worst or the worst of the best. I don't know how you guys want to put this, but out of these three, really forgotten songs and albums. I know Ed said that you guys spoke about one of these guys in the pay part of the show, which obviously I'm not going to do. I don't do.
He has to say it every time he's ever.
He loves to tell us that he'll never pay for us.
Doesn't buy Red Circle. Yeah.
And when he asked us, I had to twist the knife and I just go, "Yeah, we discussed that during the paid portion." just to say.
I didn't see that. That's great.
I do think we discussed Seagal's music career.
We did, but we didn't. You sent it to me. It's this. We didn't play it. Still on
the one that bought it, the ain't feel nice. Why? Tell me what you really want all night.
You want the banana, if I make me nice. Me love the way you walk sometimes, the way you talk. This is so hot.
This is Steven Seagal.
They shot the room, then me can make you come. With me to the ocean, that would be fine. You can be my bow cat. Nice vital breeze, bring you to your knees.
Be tough to beat that, Ed.
It's going to be almost impossible to beat that with the accent.
Yeah, how are you going to do better? He's doing patois, Ed. And I believe I heard him say punani and make you come. and it's filthy at the same time.
It's a lot.
It's so much.
He says, I'm not paying for it. I mean, I love you guys. What still I got talking standards, about. You know, I mean, there's a million free podcasts. I'm not going to pay for one. I mean, it's not personal.
That's okay.
That's how it is.
Yeah, it is.
But hey, how about these three
great songs? We said we love you, but
great guy.
Steven Seagal.
Okay, we just played that one.
Doing his fake Jamaican accent on Strut.
Yeah.
Terrence Howard,
who
had an all, I think, acoustic guitar album with Mr. Johnson. Here's one that people really never talked about or saw, I think, and that was Ken Griffey Jr. being featured on Ken Sensations, The Way I Swing. I sent clips. Hopefully you can share them with the Baller Nation.
I would
love to get you guys' thoughts and actually Baller Nation's thoughts on these songs.
Did he send clips on
the good work, fellas?
Did he send clips on Twitter?
He DM'd us.
Hold on. Okay, that might make it easier because I was just Googling here. Hold on. Let me look here. Let's see. Wait, messages. Okay, hold on. Oh, Cheap Seats Boxing. Check out our buddy's podcast, Cheap Seats Boxing. Okay, we just played Steven Seagal. Oh, here's Terrence Howard.
Back when we was together, I had a party, you was over, we was chilling, whatever. You spent some bottles and you told me that you never say never ran. I knew forever then, I was your brethren.
And that might be worse. Hold on.
I can tell he's going for a sound. I'm trying to think of what it is.
Kind of scatting. He's kind of doing a little. Well, he's not really scatting though, because he's actually is singing. Okay, hold on. Let me give you Seagal one more time. And I mean, this Seagal song kind of slaps. I gotta be honest. I'm not like.
You're saying it's the best of the bunch.
It's pretty good. It's
the most offensive of the bunch.
Yeah, it's offensive because he's doing patois, but like, feel the beat. Like, the beat slaps.
That woman's doing the heavy lifting. I'm doing nice. So.
When the girls start to strut, you could look at their butt, you shouldn't do that.
Wow.
The girl dress is just a pity, not too fit to cover her pity.
I can imagine in the video he's doing slow motion double arm bar takedowns of
yes, yeah.
He's martial arts students.
I will admit he's by far the worst part of the song. It's the song. The song.
The woman's bringing all the energy.
Yeah, until he shows up, the song slaps. So let's hear a little more Terrence Howard.
I began to call you. I was handling my post. I know some others tried to ball you. You was feeling the most.
It is worse. This is worse.
It's worse. That's worse.
It's worse.
It's worse. Yeah. And then finally, who's the last one?
Ken Griffey.
Stop. We are stop.
Oh, yeah. Jack this jam because it's no joke. Give me a minute. I'll make the mic smoke on fire. Rolling like gator back tires. We won't retire until you perspire. Kicking a funky rhyme to the funky swing beat. Nodding your head in the Cherokee GG. I didn't come alone this time. Ken Griffey swing the crowd to one rhyme.
Ken Griffey's a swinger, not a singer. A death rhyme bringer. A home run hitter, but I'm not a dope swinger. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack, I'm a sting you. The G, the R, the I, the F.
Okay, this kind of has some.
He's giving off a big Tremaine the Ebony Lover Wildcats.
Yes. Rhyme. Yeah. A little bit. I mean, he's no worse than whoever the professional rapper is on this. Like,
right.
Yeah, he seems to fit right in. I would say I'd put this one second. I still like Steven Seagal to win. His is the best, followed by Ken Griffey Jr. with Terrence Howard bringing up the rear. How do you rank him, Ed?
I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I agree.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's kind of good, right? I mean, he ruins it, but the rest.
I mean,
of the song.
To be honest, I wouldn't hate it if this song came on the air. As I'm driving the car.
No, you throw it in your mix. Look, you're out on the bike. You're like, maybe I don't feel like listening to a podcast right now.
Right.
I'll throw on Ed's summer playlist. And Steven Seagal Strut comes on and you're like, you're bobbing your head. You're like, what's up, ladies? Let's listen to some Seagal out here. Hell yeah.
He's singing Punani.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that, Angelo. We appreciate it. And finally, one more voicemail.
Hey guys, Super Lee here.
Hey Lee.
Just want to say I'm just been utterly disgusted lately with the colonoscopy talk and so much poop talk.
I shouldn't talk about my life. I'm trying to be as honest as possible.
That's right. You're trying to share your journey to encourage other people to go out and take care of their rectal health.
I've talked about waking up in bed with a naked Danish man. Like I'm very honest about my life.
Yes. No, that's great.
Klaus,
that's right.
Matt. Katie Shady, this is all on you. No one needs to hear.
I got to be honest. With Katie Shady, it was kind of gross. I got to be honest. That was a little much. Maybe because she's a lady. We didn't want to hear about a camera going up Katie Shady's.
My day of prep is Thursday.
Oh, it's this week.
Yeah, Friday is it.
Busy week for you.
It's a busy week. I said to the people at the my dentist, because they're like, oh, what's the rest of your week? And I was like, well, I got a colonoscopy on Friday, so I've got it on both ends, the teeth and the... And she looked at me like all disapproving. I was just like trying to make light of it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Jeez, people are so uptight.
Your experience was. And unless you're calling to leave a voicemail while you're getting your next one, we don't want to hear it anymore. Jeez, secondly, super. And a favor to ask this, of the entire ball.
This is from the guy that spammed your timeline with his juicy guns, Ed, and now he's shaming people for sharing their health
Katie,
journey.
Thank you for your solidarity.
That's right, Katie. You're a good friend to us.
Lifestyle Nation. You know, we're doing the after show, and we're on this janky stereo app.
Oh, yeah.
If people could subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, now he's promoting, self-promoting. And we get
50 people signed up. That's the Baller Lifestyle After Show channel on YouTube. We can do a YouTube live and not have to do it on the Janky Stereo app. So please, people, go out and sign up and subscribe.
Guys.
Thank you, guys. And keep it baller. Guys, no more poop talk.
Sign up. They need 50 people to sign up to their YouTube channel so they can do the Baller Lifestyle Podcast After Show live. I will just say, I gave away a gold watch on this show, and all you had to do was send your email address, and 39 people sent their email address. So, hey, if you can get 50 people to sign up to the YouTube channel, you're doing better than me, who gave away a gold watch to our dear friend, Coach Solo. Ed, let's talk about some things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is happening in the non-sports department this week?
A man addicted to collecting bird eggs is sentenced.
Stop. Like he's
in Norfolk, United Kingdom. He had a collection of almost 3,000 wild bird eggs.
Bad. Those are only the ones that he hadn't fucked yet, right? Because if like
I assume a couple dozen are up his ass.
Yeah. Well, hold on, Ed. Hey, fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Me and the man Jay Stew and Ron Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily Choice and taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.